الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Firstly, can somebody tell us what we discussed last week? يوم الاثنين Monday. Who can remember? Taking the serfs that we are saying every week for a few weeks. And the imams are still forgetting to announce, must announce inshallah, that what was the actual subject of last week? Ridwan? MashaAllah. Gee, that when we face problems, first and foremost we must look into our own condition. It comes in a hadith sharif, من أصلح ما بينه وبين رب. A person who corrects his matters between him and his Rabb. أصلح الله ما بينه وبين خلق. Allah corrects his matters between him and the creation. So if our matters are with Allah correct, then Allah will correct our matters with the creation. So last week I had the good fortune of visiting Haji Ahmad Nakhuda Sahib, Damat Barakatum, in Indonesia. And in our talk little bit, I also mentioned about our visa problem. And mashallah, Allah wala, he immediately told me, he just heard and he told me, dua we'll make. I requested him for duas. But he said that one alim, very long ago, had a problem also with the government in India, many years ago, in the time of Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi, rahmatullah alayhi. So he also went and he asked for duas. So Maulana told him, leave the government one side, leave all your problems one side. What you do is do amal. That is important. First thing is that we make tawbah and we check ourselves. And few lines I told, or few points I told, where we have to check ourselves, our regularity with namaz, the quality of our namaz, then especially with the fitna on the cell phone, if we are engaged in that with music, with the commentary, with porn, with all these things here, then this causes all blockages. And Allah brings the blockages in different ways. So just remember that once, I don't know if any of you know Colonel Amiruddin Saab Rahmatullah Ali. He was from Canada and he was very much in the tabligh work until very old age. Very active worker, and he converted a lot of people to Islam also. Anyway, he went to one country and where the qiraat of the qari is very, very good. And he was very impressed with that imam, with that qari. He said, all read very well, but that this qari had a full beard, sunnat beard. So therefore he was very impressed. Then he went, after the mass, he went into his room and he told him, I want to meet the imam. Because he was impressed with him. So he said, I'm the imam. He said, no, the imam who made the namaz now. He said, I'm the same imam. So he said, the imam with the beard. And now he didn't have a beard. And then laughingly, it is not something to laugh, but something to cry, tears of blood. He pointed on the wall where the wig was lying of a beard. So just for namaz, he wears it. Then it happens that the government makes laws that, for example, government workers are not allowed to keep beards. It's not actually from the government side, it's our own amal. And then Allah uses something that goes against us. But it's our own actions. Jaise karni, waise bharni. How you do, you get like that. Na maane, to karke de. If you don't believe, do, and you'll see the reaction will come. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala takes time to show the reaction. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. Allah says, by Allah there isn't there. There is there, delayed. But there isn't undare. It is not things just in the dark and anyhow Allah does anything and punishes a person. But because of our own actions. So, jaise karni, waise bharni, na maane, to karke dek. Jannat bhi hai, jahannam bhi hai, na maane, to marke dek. Jannat is a reality, jahannam is a reality. What terrible place, may Allah save us all out of His kindness and grant us all jannah. But these are realities. Our actions, how we do, then Allah Ta'ala also brings such conditions. So he showed one amal which is very valuable for us, very easy for us here in the madrasa, and we would like to implement it immediately from tomorrow morning Fajr. Is Maulana Abdullah Maulvi here? No. Achha. So from tomorrow morning Maulana Abdullah does the tafsir. So before the tafsir, all the boys are present, even the HIF students. He said we must read 500 times La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So even if each one just reads it 10 times, we'll cover that amount by much more. And durude tunjina. All of us know durude tunjina? Pick up your hands, those who know the durud. High, pick it up high. Very few, eh? But try and learn it inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin salatan tunajjina biha min jami'il ahwali wal afat wa taqdi lana biha jami'al hajat wa tutahhiruna biha min jami'is sayyi'at wa tarfa'una biha indaka a'la darajat wa tuballighuna biha aqsal ghayat min jami'il khayrat fil hayati wa ba'd al mamat innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. So that is a dua also in its own. So those who don't need know it, read any durud. And try and learn this really for your whole life. So Haji Ahmad Saab Damat Barakatum also said two things Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Saab Rahmatullah Ali used to stress a lot. One was this durud. And one was Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Say, there is such a jami' dua, such a concise dua which takes everything in it. And he said, in fact, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali made one tawaf for the Sahabi who narrated this dua, that he gave us such a treasure from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's very, very valuable. So anyway, so immediately when Maulana will sit here to do the tafsir or the hadith lesson, then all, even the HIF students, read one time Durood Sharif. And those who know Durood Tunjina, read Durood Tunjina. And the others, please try and learn it. For yourself also, for your whole life. It's a very, very important and effective Durood. My Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, at one time told me very exclusively, he said, every day, at least once, read this Durood. So it is very important to do that. Then 10 times, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That's all. It won't even take 1 minute. And then the 10th time, complete the whole kalima. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. Till that, the 10th time. Otherwise only, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then again, Durood Sharif at the end. Then the HIF boys can go, and Maulana will start with his tafsir. We got it? Who can explain it quickly? So just to make sure that we got it. Muhammad, you come. Tell me. Please do. Because sometimes we think we have understood, but then we didn't understand.
First you recite Durood Sharif once, then you recite 10 times La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and 10 times you recite the whole thing La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-ali al-azim. And after that, you recite the Durood Sharif again.
Then after that, the HIF boys will carry on. And then after that, Maulana will do his tafsir or hadith, his sabah. Then the Yasin Sharif Khatam, our zikr and our dua. We all will cooperate, inshallah. In our heart, make dua that Allah eases all the problems for all the madrasas, for whatever problems there are. Tabligh Jamaat also, visa problems, many countries. Yeah, our students, the visa problem. Whatever problems there are, may Allah make it easy and alleviate these problems, even from the problems in Syria, the poor people, refugees, etc. Regularly we should make dua for the ummah also. and for the guidance of mankind, and for the guidance of jinnat also. We should short make dua that Ya Allah give all of mankind and all of jinn hidayat. Ya Allah help the whole ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give them hidayat, save them from their problems. When you're lying down in your bed there at night to sleep, instead of putting the earphones in your ears and hearing to other things, make this some dua and then you read your kalimas and sleep. We all will try and do that. So last week we spoke about that conditions come according to our actions. How our actions are, Allah sends down conditions. And one of the things that we have to do, try and correct each one of us. I myself first, I must see in my own life. And every one of us make tawbah and correct ourselves. And remember, all these things are going to affect us, not only here in our madrasa days, but afterwards in our life. And worst of all, if we didn't make tawbah and we go like that, what will be the effect on in the qabr and on the day of qiyamah? So please. And then one amal that Haji Sahib also explained, that alim started with that amal, and it didn't take long. The government came themselves and sorted out all his problems. He didn't have to go and run after them. They came and sorted it out. So we should try and please. So again, I'll just repeat, Durood Sharif and preferably Durood Tunjina. 10 times, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And the 10th time, the whole kalima, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-aliyy al-azim. And again, one time, Durood Sharif. And then the tafsir, and that will start. And the rest of the program will carry on. We all will cooperate, please. The Durood Sharif kitab that is here, it's here, and the Durood is written in the back, in front of us. No. Yeah, the back. This is the Asmaul Husna. The Asmaul Husna, and before that is Durood Tunjina. So read it. Right. Learn it from there, and for your life, try and make it a practice. And try and read it every morning also. Jazakumullah. Jazakumullah.